Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Advanced Leadership Training, Clear Thinking. Everything that exists has its limits. Therefore, the human mind has its limits. In any given amount of time, the human mind can process only so much information. And consequently, we prefer simple things to complex things. We prefer a limited amount of mental work rather than an unlimited amount. So we have a tendency to simplify, which is good, but not always. It is possible to oversimplify situations and as a result commit three common errors in the following way. Please note that the smallest and simplest numbers are 0, 1 and 2. And as a result, we make the following three errors. The zero error, the failure to think before you act error. The one error, the single cause fallacy. And the two error, the false dichotomy error. The zero error is the failure to think it through before you act error. The zero error is the error of acting and speaking before you've thought it through carefully. Think before you act. Action is the result of thought, and joy and suffering are its consequences. If a person acts without sufficient thought, then pain will follow him. If a person acts only after giving sufficient thought to the purpose of his or her actions, then he will achieve his goals, be it digging a ditch or building a computer. Your brain has evolved to deal with complexity. Use it as such. Your brain has not evolved to be a mere random number generator. Your mind is your greatest asset, but only if you use it. An Ayn Rand quote. Man cannot survive except through his mind. He comes on earth unarmed. His brain is his only weapon. Animals obtain food by force. Man has no claws, no fangs, no horns, and no great strength of muscle. He must plant his food or hunt it. To plant, he needs a process of thought. To hunt, he needs weapons. And to make weapons, a process of thought. From this simplest necessity to the highest mathematical abstraction, from the wheel to the skyscraper, everything we are and everything that we have comes from a single attribute of man, the function of his reasoning mind. Close quote. Failing to think before you speak is one of the most common errors. Two examples of failing to think before you speak. This one belongs to General John Sedgwick, just before he was shot dead by a sniper.
They couldn't hit an elephant at this distance.
And two, Gerald Ratner. Made a speech at the Institute of Directors in April 1991. During the speech, he commented, quote, "We also do cut-glass sherry decanters complete with six glasses on a silver-plated tray that your butler can serve you drinks on, all for £4.95. People say, 'How can you sell this for such a low price?' I answer, 'Because it's total crap.'" This one sentence is estimated to have cost Mr. Ratner £500 million. Have you ever said something that got you into trouble? Always think before you speak. Failure to think before you speak is called the zero error. Next, the one error, the single cause fallacy. The one error is also common. It is exemplified by the idea that for every effect there exists a cause. We speak of the law of cause and effect. This law of cause and effect implies that one cause equals one effect, and only one effect flows from each cause. The truth is that most effects have many more than one cause. The unstated and assumed idea of one cause equals one effect leads people to oversimplify situations. Then they ask naive questions or seek non-existent magic bullet solutions. example of naive questions. What is the cause of cancer? What is the cause of ill health? What is the solution to poverty in Africa? There is no one solution. Why? Because all problems have more than one cause. It is a mistake to think in terms of single causes. Here is the point explained again. The fallacy of the single cause is to wrongly presuppose that an event has a single cause when there are, in reality, many causally relevant factors involved. This is a fallacy where the causal interactions are being oversimplified. For example, after a tragedy such as a student committing suicide, people and the news media might start looking for the cause and blame it on the parents. But there is no single cause that led to the suicide. Many factors were at work. Stop looking for the single cause to the problem. Stop looking for the single solution to the problem. Looking for single causes we call the one error. The two error, the false dichotomy error. The two error is one step beyond the one error. The two error is the common mistake of thinking in dichotomies, black and white thinking. False dichotomies are also known as false dilemma, bogus dilemma, bifurcation, black and white fallacy, and the either-or fallacy. A dichotomy is defined as making a judgment as if only two alternatives are possible. This is generally false when other alternatives are possible, which is usually the case. The notion that a binary choice exists usually is implied rather than being stated explicitly. Examples of false dichotomies: you're either with me or against me. You are part of the problem or part of the solution. Are you a royalist or a roundhead? Are you an introvert or an extrovert? Are you good or evil? Are you dishonest or stupid? Did you win or lose? Whenever you see statements such as these, please correct the error by transforming them into identity statements in the following way. You are either with me or against me is transformed into you are either with me or not. The others are transformed into you are part of the problem or not. You are a royalist or not. You are an extrovert or not. Good or not. Dishonest or not. Win or not win. There is more complexity built into the system to allow for simplistic false dichotomies. Do not use false dichotomy A or B statements. Example, you are either a royalist or a roundhead. Transform them into identity statements, A or not A statements. You are either a royalist or not. Thank you.